T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's 8:03. It's time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Cowdery. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. SaltandSmokeBBQ.com. It's National Chocolate Day.
Yeah!
Woo! We love chocolate.
Oh, that's my gosh. It's my favorite.
Even, what were you saying you ate sometimes?
Baker's chocolate.
Baker's chocolate.
Like, you know it's a bad idea, but when there's, like, when I go through those periods where I clear all the junk out of the house, but I'm craving chocolate, I'm like, I remember it being bad last time, but how bad could it be? Yeah. Oh, it's bad.
I can't believe anybody does that more than once.
Twice, I said. Just twice. Maybe 3 times.
You know the movie Cool Runnings?
Yes, yeah. Just watched it.
Well, the bobsled from that movie was on display at a Canadian restaurant. It was like on the roof. Mm-hmm. The restaurant is closed down with the pandemic, and somebody stole it the other day.
What?
Not That's cool, awful. Canada.
No.
Not cool at all. Get it together up there, guys. That's what I say. Also, why was it in Canada? I know they're into bobsled.
John
I guess...
Candy, maybe, because he was part of the film?
Yeah,
perhaps?
But...
I don't know.
So it was the bobsled used in the movie, not... by the real Jamaican bobsled team.
That is my understanding.
Okay. Yeah, probably John Candy.
Bobsled from the movie Cool Runnings, yeah. It's too bad. It should be in Jamaica, though. Maybe someone's taking it to bring back to Jamaica. Wendy's new chicken sandwich. They're doubling down on this thing. They think it's going to be delicious. They are taking all of the other chicken sandwiches off of their menu for this thing. And this just in, they're giving it away for free. For a limited
time.
Nice. Ooh. Now through November 8th, according to press release, all you got to do is buy anything else at Wendy's and you will get a free chicken sandwich.
Huh.
One per week, so you can get two between now and November 8th. I don't know how they're keeping track of that.
I'll maybe get one next
year. You look
year.
Familiar.
Yeah, right.
I get that a lot.
I just finally got the first Popeye's chicken sandwich this week. So I'm a little late. I'll get that Wendy's sandwich next year.
You just got one for the first time?
Yeah. Well,
what'd you think?
It was for my son. Huh. He's like been begging me to go and get one. So I got one for him and he loved it. He tried, and also he doesn't like mayo, but mayo's on the sandwich and now he's a mayo fan.
Have you had one, Tim?
No.
I haven't either.
I haven't.
Come on, guys.
I know. I mean, it's kind of past its thing.
True.
Right? I mean, these
but
new
still,
the Wendy's I are free. Maybe I'll get in there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Schlafly Beer, usually this time of year, does the Full Moon Festival. Now they can't do it the way that they used to. However, check this out. They're doing a Full Moon Festival bundle over there at Schlafly. So you can order it online for a few more days. It looks like through November 1st. And then you can pick it up at Schlafly Bottle Works, which is on Southwest Avenue. $50. Listen to what you get. It's like you're really doing the festival yourself. All the fixings for 4 pulled pork sandwiches, large sides of coleslaw and mac and cheese, a 12-pack of patio pack beer, and firewood to start your own bonfire at home.
Ooh.
Nice.
Because that's normally what they do over there. It's a good time. Anyway, they're doing their best. I got to get firewood for Halloween. Kevin, write that down.
Is Kevin your personal assistant?
So you're going to go to Schlafly to get the firewood.
He writes a few. Yeah, he keeps kind of a running list of claims I make. as well as things I need to accomplish.
So he's like your secretary?
Pardon me?
He's like your secretary.
Do you not have a pen and a piece of paper there?
Guys, we're partners. I'm always reminding him of stuff, too.
No. Like what?
Like remind, I'm reminding him to remind me of certain things. You know what I mean? I help him keep it together.
Right.
Is he your personal umbrella holder too?
No, I don't use umbrellas.
P-U-H?
Yeah, there's no doubt I'm losing the cage match.
Oh, that's coming up soon. All right, and finally, you should check out this video at y98.com. Over in Sweden and Denmark, there's a promotion going on at Burger King. Burger King, I think, has been really creative over these last few years. I think they're winning in terms of the promotions and advertising. Like, if you they did the thing where if you ordered a Whopper from a McDonald's, you got it for free or something. Oh, All kinds of fun stuff. Going after McDonald's even more. They've noted, at least over there, that Ronald McDonald, not in the forefront as much as he used to be for McDonald's. This is insane. So if you go to a select Burger King's in those two countries and you go into the bathroom, we can all picture what a Burger King bathroom looks like. It looks similar over there.
Hey, it inspires songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If you go...
Now you have Digital Underground in your head.
Yeah, I do. Ludo referenced a little Burger King, too, so check that out. LudoRock.com. Okay.
Got a Halloween song right here.
I got to get this thing out. So you're in the bathroom in one of these countries in the Burger King, and if you say this three times, check this
cancel,
guy out.
Cancel, clown. Cancel, clown. Cancel. Clown.
He's saying canceled clown. If you say it three times, the software in these things, it'll dim the lights and play a visual effect on the screen that's located behind the mirror, making it look like the clown has appeared. You're just looking into the mirror in this Burger King bathroom. You say that, the lights go down, and it looks like Ronald McDonald is behind you.
Oh, heck no.
So you got to check out the video of the guy saying it, and they don't show what the effect looks like, but they do show people just flying out of this bathroom as fast as they can. Now, the chances that you're going to go in there and accidentally say the phrase canceled clown three times and really be terrified seem unlikely. But if that were to happen, that would really scare some people. I wish they were doing that over here.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, check out the video, y98.com. If you missed anything, always on the podcast, y98.com. Or wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Food stops!
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on...
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.